Coincidentally, truth itself has become devalued, especially in the humanities and social sciences, and increasingly in the pure sciences, its consequence and even existence a matter of doubt. Universities seem to promote fragmentation, in part by undermining general studies in favor of specialized and practical studies, in part by ignoring the signs of decay in the spiritual, moral, and emotional health of the academic community. In this context, the pertinence of the spirit of Blaise Pascal is evident. Pascal is remarkable for the wholeness of his vision. The 17th century in France was the golden age of modern science, and also a century of great religious revival. So, when the young Blaise began to look beyond mathematics and science in his restless search for more encompassing truths, he found a large, active community of scholars in philosophy, metaphysics, and religion. The fruitfulness of his explorations and of his Christian conversion is evident in the profound insights of Les Pensées, but goes further insofar as he was able to develop a unified, integrated understanding of human experience. Committing himself to the glorification of Jesus Christ throughout the remainder of his life, Pascal did not leave behind his mathematics and science. He discovered that thoroughgoing rationality is consistent with ardent worship of the living God, that one can love God with his mind and use his mind in the service of God. Albert N. Wells points out in his introductory volume, Pascal's Recovery of Man's Wholeness, that in finding Jesus Christ to be the single ground of all truth, Pascal was being consistent with the principle of thought behind all his work. That is, behind all complexity and fragmentation lies a simple, unifying truth to be discovered. For example, his development of the calculating machine utilized a single idea, the mechanical counting of turns of a wheel, to perform all the basic operations of arithmetic. The idea is so rich that it has been used to govern the operation of our speedometers, tachometers, and electronic computers. Again, in the geometry of conic projections, he proposed a single theorem which gave rise to over 400 propositions covering the entire field. Similarly, in religion, he discovered what many have accepted but fewer have explored to the same extent, that in Jesus Christ is the coherence of all human experience, a source of satisfaction for the mind, to which even mathematics points, but also for the spirit and personality. He concluded